This is a teeny tiny episode to remind you of the power of taking a deep breath and deciding that you're worth it. If you are in the flow of 2024 now and wondering, how am I going to harness this year? I have a couple of ideas for you. One, sit in your center is opening up again in February. Go to katebrenton.com to read about it and read what other women have experienced by pausing and imbibing their day with daily practices. Don't take time, but do take attention back to you so you can move from your power and reignite your purpose. And your purpose, my dear, is to be enjoying your day. Don't let social media tell you that it has to be something other than the slow, steady beat of your heart having an enjoyable morning. This episode helps rekindle that flame. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, could you share it with a friend? We're going to be having in-person events if you are in the Philadelphia suburbs and surrounding areas, so tune in. Check out maybe katebrenton.com to stay in touch with the events. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. If you're feeling exhausted, and if you're a mother or a caretaker of any way, shape, and form, you probably are in some form exhausted unless you have fantastic boundaries. And I want to let you know that there's no shame in being exhausted. I just want to remind you that the reason you're exhausted is because your natural impulses for care are being interrupted. When we go on vacation, we are refreshed and rejuvenated because since it's, air quotes, not real life, end air quotes, we get the permission of following our natural impulses. Sleep as long as we need, be outside, indulge in food that we find extraordinarily delicious. I'm going to keep this podcast so short for you today. I've seen in my one-on-one healing work recently, several people aware of the fact that they're carrying a burden that they're ready to put down. They're just ready to put it down. That ends up being the number one ingredient, the decision to put it down. How do you get realigned with natural rhythms and impulses? How do you reawaken the knowing of your purpose and why you're here? You decide that that is significant. You make the decision that it's a necessary investment, that realigning with your natural impulses is why you're here. Now, depending on where you are and what needs to be recalibrated, there can be a journey from that decision to the feeling of balance. You know, we could have been out of attunement for a couple of months. We could be out of attunement for a few years. The body might have accrued scar tissue, infection, you know, diseased states, inflammation. But the decision that your everyday existence deserves its best shot is the number one medicine for catalytic change in your life. I teach a class called Sit in Your Center. And when I taught it specifically for mothers, I changed it to Sit in Our Center. And it's really the truth of it. Because if you move all that power, but it's without context of community in the fabric of your life, it doesn't hold. But if you make that decision and you let the reciprocity of that decision, that your daily existence matters within the cadence so that there is an enjoyment that's undulating through the inevitable peaks and valleys, and you place that within the context of your community and your roles, partner, teacher, mother, daughter, friend, coworker, whatever all of your roles are, then those decisions take root and they prosper. So if you're exhausted, and I tell you to breathe, it's because we're inviting the inspiration for you to make a new decision. I hope this message brings you some light today. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here on the Rebirth Podcast. Where would we be without you? Do us a favor, share, like, subscribe, and if you're feeling especially generous and you really want this to be the kind of messaging that is all over social media, one of positivity and upliftment, give us a 5-star review wherever you enjoy listening to the Rebirth Podcast.